So the 10 party leaders will gather in the Upfront studio on RTE television tonight, and presenter Katie Hannan will have the unenviable task of marshalling them, keeping the decibel level down and putting the questions. No pressure, Katie.
No pressure, Mary.
Okay, listen, tell us about the run of the debate, because, you know, you're going to have 10 fairly quiet people that you're going to have to coax to get contributions. What's the game plan?
Well, it was suggested to me that maybe a whistle might come in handy tonight. So that's been kept under consideration. I think obviously there's going to be challenges having 10 leaders. The first time we've ever had it. It was the first time we've ever had a situation, which of course is just a reflection of how politics and the political landscape has fragmented so much over the last 10 or 20 years. And this is where we are. So it was decided by the powers that be here, the steering committee, that every political party leader with Dáil representation would have a place at a podium tonight. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. I think, you know, we've got some very experienced politicians there. I think, to be fair to all of them, they must understand as well that they will not be thanked by anybody to let it descend if they were going to let it descend.
How's it going to look, Katie? Will they stand? Will they sit? Will they have a couple of minutes to set out their stall? Or will they go straight into questioning? And will you break it down issue by issue, manifesto by manifesto?
It's OK. So first question, standing. We're going to be all behind lecterns.
2 hours.
For 2 hours, indeed.
No toilet breaks.
There will be two breaks in it, actually. So if anybody needs a comfort break, as we used to call it down our way, that will happen. The idea is, and the other important thing, because of course, Mary, the other thing everyone will be watching for tonight is the body language between certain leaders. So where people stand along those podiums is also going to be important. So we're going to do a draw. Going to pull lots, basically, for the arrangement along the podiums. Okay. And we'll do that live this afternoon. We put it out on social media so that everyone can see it as it happens. And then we're going to break it down by, as you say, not by manifesto, but by issue, because I think that's what people want to know. They want to know where everybody stands on the big issues that really matter to them.
And, you know, what's your own feel about this debate? Do you want them to get stuck into each other? Will you be holding back and letting them at it? So long as, obviously, we can hear what's going on.
The main thing is that we can hear what's going on. But absolutely, of course, we want a vigorous debate. We want people. I mean, we all know how much is at stake. It's really this the first big set piece of this election campaign. We're actually at the midpoint of this campaign already. Can you believe that? So it's now is from now on is when people will actually be making up their minds. We know from the exit polls from before, we know that it's in the last couple of weeks and even in the last week that people will actually focus and decide who they're going to plump for. So it is a very, very important night for all concerned.
Do you think we will see that sort of tag team approach here, that we might see the outgoing government parties or some of them making a pitch to some of the smaller parties in the way that they respond to questions or they attack or don't attack?
We certainly saw a taste of that on the housing debate that we had on the Upfront programme last week. There was a definite kind of a side wink from Dara O'Brien to Ivana Bacic in the Labour Party.
Fianna Fáil to Labour,
suggesting that Labour have been very constructive in terms of framing housing policy. So we'll see, we'll be looking out for more of that. Now, of course, this opened the papers this morning, you see Labour already sniping at Fine Gael today. We know that the ceasefire that we thought had been called has apparently been called off again.
Was that the Killorglan ceasefire?
And I felt that maybe one of the parties to that ceasefire, Mary, may not have been entirely happy to be there.
Isn't any surprise questions in your back pocket?
I could not possibly say, Mary.
And the spin room?
There will be a special edition of our episode of the Behind the Ballot podcast, which will be broadcast immediately or will be recorded immediately after our debate tonight. So,
and that'll come from this spin room.
And that will come from the spin room
where we'll be
there's a lot of media have been invited and
huge
interest.
And presumably representatives of all the parties there to put their case and praise their candidate.
Indeed.
All right, we look forward to it. RT1 Television after the 9 o'clock news tonight. Katie Hannan, the very best of luck to you and indeed to all the candidates, all the leaders taking part. We hope it's a lively and informative debate.